Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new season of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. Now, before we start the new season off right, make sure you subscribe down below. I'll wait while you do it. And add my Instagram, which is Tainted and Tempted TV, and my business page on Facebook, Tainted_Tempted Podcast. This is season 4, and I'm happy to be back. It feels good. Now, my season 3 of the Tainted and Tempted podcast ended in June, and a lot of things have happened since then. It's now November, and I hope everyone enjoyed their summer as we are getting ready for the holidays and the new year upon us. COVID-19 is still upon us, and the vaccine mandate is not as serious as it was before. Now, as you can see, I have two special guests with me here today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we will start this podcast off right by playing some music from both of the artists. So I have...
You got Flames the Arsonist.
And...
Lil Monty.
Okay, so we are going to play music by both of the artists. Here we go.
Hey, what's good, girl? Nigga, Lil Monty around the corner, nigga, what's poppin'? Girl, when you dance, click clack!
Back to business.
Let's get it. Get it. Talk to me. Ride with me.
Hey, yo, Jeff. Just broke my heart.
Let's get him. Come on and rock with me. Come on and rock with me. Come on and rock with me. Yeah. Come on and rock with me. Rock with me all night. I pull up in that ghost, rocking all white. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing all right. I'm looking for a bad bitch like she on sight. You be maxing, relaxing, I catch you lacking. You moonwalking like Jackson, like what happened? I'm from Harlem, Manhattan. You be capping, I put some money on your hat in. I be spinning blocks, spinning like MJ. I hit you with them 2Ks, call that Kim K. I be wildin' out, fuck a Wednesday. Nigga, it's tax season, give me 10K. Smooth criminal, remember the time. You wanna be startin' something, matter of fact, never mind. Yeah, Lil Monty up next, nigga. I'm back to business, I say that with my chest, nigga. Yeah, gang signs to a death, nigga. This not checkers, this is chess, nigga. You know what this is, like so-so death, nigga. Click, clap, bang, I'm so-so lex, nigga. Yeah, shorty bad ass dangerous. She gon' let me beat it, fuck her till I fuck her ankles up. She gon' ride me like a trainer bus, call a tanker butt. Don't stop till you get enough. I'm the man in the mirror, and I can see me, my whole fam in the mirror. Bumping my jam, counting bands in the mirror. Peter Pan's in the mirror, never lands in the mirror. It's a blood party, it's blood on the dance floor. If you ain't bopping like me, what you dance for? I be up in Harlem bopping to the damn store. Every day's a movie out here with a camcorder. With a camcorder. Every day's a movie out here with a camcorder. Come on and rock with me.
Yes, yes. So today I want to talk about the Kanye West interview on the Drink Champs. Yeah. But as you all know, we got some sudden current news, and this is about Migos, the group, the famous group. Man. And the group has lost one of their members, which is Takeoff, in a dice game with his uncle Quavo. Yeah. And he happened to be shot and killed right on the scene.
Right.
So terrible. It's terrible. And it's another senseless violence act. Last month, I believe, or 2 months ago, we had PNB Rock shot up in a restaurant as well.
Yeah,
so a lot of incidents are going on in the black community when it comes down to violence yet again.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So what do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, I feel like it makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody out here trying to make a living out here and trying to do their thing, and, you know, people just dying left and right, man. Like, you know, we got to make some sense out of this, you know, put down the guns, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, we got to do something. Something has to give. What about you? What do you think about that, folks?
Honestly, about the situation, first I want to give my deepest condolences to the Migos and the Migos family.
Yes.
All his children, grandmothers, aunts, nieces, nephews, uncles, whatever the case may be. It was just sad, you know, when I woke up to hear news like that. He was one of my idols. The whole Migos group was one of my
idols.
Yeah,
I loved them too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get on your surfboard and they always got the wave. And like just hearing news like that, you know, I just wonder, you know, you know, what is this world coming to? You know, was it about the money? Was it about the
game?
Or was it about the game? You know, what was the cause, you know, for you to react that way? And you got to understand, you know, it's just not his family is taking a loss, but I guess the person that reacted as far as using violence, his family or her family is going to have to pay for the consequences as well. You understand what I'm saying? So when that person ends up getting caught, you're going to be sitting in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You understand?
Not even thinking about that, you know?
It's going to be like bittersweet at that point. But it's just sad that, you know, the black community is going through this. And we all supposed to stick together and look after one another. But, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you just got to worry about your own self and your own family. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of other people out here that really don't care what color you are.
They're
just
going to
do what they want to do. You feel
what
I'm saying? And like I said, it's just a sad story.
And this is right before the holidays.
Right before the holidays.
It's like, you know, in my opinion, the Migos should have not been playing a dice game.
Right.
You're the Migos. You know how big you are now?
It's like, he probably have a like for playing dice, shooting dice, whatever, you know. So like, I was thinking maybe it's that
he should have played it with close friends. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking
that's
that
like
too,
me,
but,
you know, when I get big time, because it is going to happen.
Right.
I'm not going to be playing little mediocre games that I used to play back in the days.
Right.
Yeah. I'm on a higher level now. You know what I'm saying? I got to think like that positively. I'm not trying to, you know, throw any shade on Migos for what they did or what their actions was, but I'm just saying, me as a person, you just have to really think about higher situations for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't just
you
involve yourself.
Change your mindset.
You have to.
Like, even you could be getting all this money, but you still, you can't change who you are until you change the way you think.
Yeah.
The majority of the time.
That's true. You could have millions
and still be acting like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And still be doing the same things that you used to do before you got put on.
Exactly.
You understand? So, you know, to each his own.
Yes. And rest in peace to Takeoff.
That's a fact, yo.
Yes, yes. All right, then. So let's move on to this Kanye West and his Drink Champs interview. Okay, let me start off with you, Little Monty. Are you a fan of Kanye West?
Yeah, I love Kanye.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye West is a genius. He's the best.
Yeah.
What about you, Flames?
I'm a big fan of Kanye West. I'm just not a fan of, you know, him being an asshole. I love his music. I love his talent. You understand? I love his work ethic. So, you know, that's still not going to change me as a fan. It just make me think, you know, like, yo, calm down.
A little
down,
more.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
Like you're saying too out. Much, right?
He already, nah, he's already good. He's already good. You feel what I'm saying? And just like, just got to calm down. You know what I mean? Take the constructive criticism and walk away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Little Monty, did you see the Kanye West interview on Drink Champs podcast?
Sure did.
Oh, man. I know it was so long. It was about 3 hours long.
Yeah,
but
was. I couldn't sit through all of it. But, you know, the most important part of it, I watched. And, like, wow. Like, Kanye is something else.
He is something else. And he has a lot to say.
Matter and all that stuff. He is.
With Candace Owens, he was wearing the shirt with Candace Owens. But it's like, what kind of attention is he trying to attract? You know?
First off, I feel like, listen, Black Lives Matter, that's our thing. Don't play with that.
Because we lost a lot of lives. A lot of lives got lost.
Yeah.
When COVID happened,
When COVID happened. And even before that, even to this day, you know, our black young men and women are getting treated like it feels like it's a new breed of racism. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's still going on. You feel what I'm saying? For him to be talking that way and about us black people and bigging up his white people, excuse me, you know, I'm not trying to throw no shade against that because I love a lot of white people, but come on though. You feel what I'm saying? Like something got to give. So at the end of the day, like, sucks.
And that's my next question. So do you think Kanye West was wrong for his comments? Let me start off with you.
Honestly, he can say whatever he want to say. You understand what I'm saying? It's up to a person that wants to listen to it. I honestly only listened to 5 minutes of it, and then I just put the phone down because, like, I don't think it was too much, but I don't think his head was straight. You feel what I'm saying? And then sometimes people say he on the meds, man. Take the meds, man, so you could be all right.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
sometimes your comments just be, like, over the top sometimes, mm-hmm. and you might not be thinking the right way. So, like, I didn't see the whole Drink Champs, interview, and I'm just looking at all the other stuff that's going on with Kanye West, and I'm not jacking it.
It just doesn't add up. Yeah.
It's just not adding up. I'm still a fan, but I'm a fan because even though he lost a couple of deals, he made Adidas.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Over $1 billion.
He did. You know what I'm saying?
Just with his
Yeezys, yeah.
So he can take his Yeezys and make $2-3 billion without Adidas. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So none of those deals really matter because that's his creation.
Mm-hmm.
What they tried to do was treat him like a son, and they was the father of his brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how they treated him. So I don't like him for the stupid shit he do and the asshole stuff that he do, but I still love him as an artist. I still love
musically.
Him of what mm-hmm. he made. He's very talented mm-hmm. and he's very creative.
Yes. What about you? Do you think Kanye West was wrong for his comments?
I think absolutely was wrong for his comments. I feel like he should have worded it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, and
that part.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, like Kanye, pretty much he really is a genius when it comes to his music and his art.
Mm-hmm.
But like him, like he just need to reword certain things.
He does. Like, he does.
It just was unnecessary. I was crazy.
Oh, tell me about it. And what do you think about his comment, Little Monty, about George Floyd?
Wow. I feel like he's just like George Floyd, like, cause rest in peace, George Floyd. But
yes, rest in peace.
You know, I feel like he shouldn't like the way he went about it, the way he said, like he should have just. It's crazy. Like I said, like just reworked a lot of things. Like Kanye, like we have a lot of love for you,
mm-hmm.
and we had a love for a lot of things that's going on in this world, but like the George Floyd thing, like. We take that very seriously.
Yeah, that was insane what he said about the fentanyl incident.
Yeah,
right.
That he was on fentanyl and everybody saw how he died on TV.
Right, right,
so why
right.
would you say the fentanyl? He was on fentanyl, right. and that's what took him out.
For a black man to say to use drugs on another black man just because that's the way he died. We all saw the video,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was disrespectful to his legacy. To his kids,
yeah,
and his family.
It was deep.
It was disrespectful.
Yeah.
So it hurt a lot of people, you know, for you saying things like that.
And that's why his family is suing him for right. $250 million.
And even the love that they have for you, the bullshit that you talking is over. Now that's about the overweight, all the good things that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, nobody care about no sneakers and no clothes and boots and stuff like that. No, mm-hmm. and it's going to be to a point that nobody's going to care about your music
mm-hmm.
if you keep making these comments.
That's true.
You feel what I'm
That's
saying?
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. So let me ask, do you think Kanye West needs psychological help? Start off with you, Lil Monty.
Damn. I feel like he needs a lot of help. he needs all the help he can get.
Yeah. And
when it comes down to it, because like he just be saying things, like just be throwing things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, we get you an artist.
Mm-hmm.
We get you a genius. We get all that. But, like, certain things just don't need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
certain things you just keep quiet. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Or just say it a different way.
Yeah.
You know, like, Kanye West needs a lot of help.
He does need psychological help. And he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Yeah, so.
I don't know. I think that. That kind of kicked in after he lost Kim Kardashian.
I don't think so. I could think it was deeper. His mother. Once his mother passed, that was it.
I think after Jay stopped fucking with him, he started.
But he's still been acting up. Yeah, he was tight, but he been acting up even to the point that remember he went on the stage with the Henny bottle and then said that about
Taylor Swift and
Taylor
Beyonce
Swift and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So and then all this and then he said
George Bush doesn't like black people. Remember that?
But that part and then you chilling with Trump and everything like that.
Yes.
You know, but he could do whatever he want to do. He his own man. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody can't stop you from doing what you want to do. to show a little bit of respect, right. You know what yeah. I mean, to your fans and your family and the people that pay for your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
He's not thinking about that.
Yeah, he's not thinking about his fans and his friends and his family and how rude you are. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
How it may come across,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And thousands of viewers.
Exactly. Everybody take everything different. And like I said, though, I've seen a lot of stuff with Kanye. But I just think, like, it just got crazier after he left Kim Kardashian. You feel what
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's
it got,
what
it got
say,
a
that's...
little bit more crazier. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's over a girl because he still has his children.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be because of that because he was madly in love with Kim Kardashian.
But did you hear about when Kim Kardashian hid his daughter from him?
That part
was on the interview, too, and he yeah, went that... crazy. He said he reached out to Diddy. Who right. else? I think it was Meek Mills. Don't quote me if I'm wrong.
Right.
And he tried to, and somebody, I think it was a friend or somebody like that, told him where his daughter was, and that's how he got able to find, and it was her birthday.
Right. And I understand, so... maybe, because you got to understand, sometimes a mother just trying to protect them.
Yeah, but you so can't hide the father from the daughter.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on
you
now.
You can't do that. You know, it depends on, because we don't know the full situation. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's being done behind closed doors, and we don't know about. It's just in the tabloids, and people put stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
and then people automatically leech to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably not the case
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just like me. I'm having a relationship, and then my girl do some wild stuff to me,
mm-hmm.
and then she go out on the street and tell them a totally different story. That didn't even actually happen.
Right.
But we don't have the proof what happened behind closed doors.
Yeah, we don't. So we just going off of hearsay.
Yeah, that's hearsay.
Hearsay, mm-hmm. yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Thank and you. Then, I said hearsay.
Yeah, nah, yeah, I got you. Hearsay, hearsay, hearsay.
Yeah, right.
That was cute. Well,
but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, is, and we're not in court, but sometimes it's what you can prove. You can't find me guilty for something I didn't do.
That's true.
But a lot of people was in the jail system for stuff they really didn't do, even if they had the proof.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? Like she says, here he, here say, here she.
Right.
that's going to be the new thing from now
right,
on.
Yeah, right, right, right.
That's going to be the tainted attempted.
Yes,
move we about to
yes.
make.
But, okay. So but, do you feel sneaker companies and Balenciaga are right for not wanting to work with Kanye West anymore?
I don't wear Balenciaga.
Okay.
I barely wear Jordans, depending mm-hmm. on what color it is. So I'm an Uptown and Timberland type of dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't answer that question.
Okay, so what about you, Lil Monty? Do you feel like they're wrong for not wanting to work with him anymore?
I have no idea. I don't wear Balenciaga. I guess my damn self.
Oh, okay. So, but, they expect that is money.
I could give you a comment.
Okay.
Because all right, if they feel that their business is going down because of the comments you're making, or we're losing a lot of money, I wouldn't mess with you neither. You understand what I'm saying?
That's me too.
I'm not gonna
I would do the same thing. Yeah.
If you're destroying my company,
because your name right then and there is gonna mess you up.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
then, mm-hmm. anybody that's incorporated with you or want to do business with you, we're talking about these top $1 trillion companies. Oh, the people that's making this money, they're not going to want to make money with you. They're not going to sign any contracts because look at this person that you got under your label or under your company. He's destroying the image.
He's destroying the image, yeah.
Of what you built.
Of what and still trying to build,
right,
you
and,
know?
And this is not what we signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We signed
mm-hmm.
up to get this money and do something different for the world.
Right. Yeah. I feel you on that one. You're right. That was a good comment. Thank you for that. Okay, so do you feel that Kanye West is very knowledgeable? Start with you, Lil Monty.
He's very knowledgeable. He knows, like...
everything.
He does, though.
Yeah.
Like, he'll talk to you and you'll be like this. Damn.
Right.
He'll blow your brains out.
The whole dictionary.
Yeah.
That part, right? He put the whole dictionary at you.
Right.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, so like I feel like Kanye, like he's an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying so when it comes down
same.
To it, and he knows what he's gonna say before he say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, like, so we just gotta stay tuned for it. That's all.
Right. But
okay, what about you?
I think he's aggressive
with his knowledge.
With his knowledge,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now when you come on aggressive with what you're saying,
yeah.
you know, it's kind of like you coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like now, somebody might feel threatened
mm-hmm.
by your words instead of talking to them, called you. You know what I mean? Like regular,
yeah.
with respect.
Right.
The same thing they giving you, you want to be able to get back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like me and you could have had an issue last week, but we ain't got to go to the beef. It's the way I come to you. If I'm coming to you with guns and threatening you, like, yo, when I see you, is this, that, and the third, then somebody's not going to be, You know what I mean? They're not gonna respect that. They're gonna see it as beef. Mm. Like, yeah, they're gonna feel disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come and talk to a person, you know what I mean? Apology here and apology there, and like, yo, I didn't mean to do this type of stuff. Or if even if it wasn't his fault, and he come to you and speak to you, then if we have an understanding
mm-hmm.
of what you're trying to say, and you're not, and it's and what you're talking about is not threatening, then we can understand you more.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah, he does come across arrogant. Yeah, aggressive on Drink Champs, knows it all. Like, he wasn't even giving Noriega a chance to speak on the podcast.
Right,
he was just taking it over, talking about the Jews, because you know we are the first Jews.
Yeah, right.
But he was talking about that. He talked about how he couldn't find his kids and came on. He was talking about everything in the book, but it's just like, it's just too much that just is going on in his mind, I think.
Yeah, that part.
And he just lets it all out. Mm-hmm. And he needs to know how to have a filter and be like, you know what? I'm not going to say this and I'm not going to say that because I will hurt somebody. Or not even that. He has a brand. You have fans. You have to know how to carry yourself in a certain kind of way.
But
you know?
You have children too, and your children see this.
Yeah, you know, He's not thinking on that level. I don't know what level of... And that goes with my next question. Do you feel it's right that Kanye West's family and friends are not supporting him in any way? He talked about it.
I feel...
Because where's his family?
Right. But you got to understand, like I said, you don't know what he has done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah.
Or how he treated them.
That part.
Maybe he disrespected them. You know,
maybe he burned some bridges.
Yeah. These are the things we don't know about. So it's hard to answer. But I can give you, my constructive criticism towards a question like that is that, you know, you just need some psychological help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You just need to sit down, do some soul searching, get yourself away from this music stuff. Get yourself a little bit away from, you know, selling clothes and being all over the place, man. Chill with your children. You know, start writing your wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make them
journaling.
Write.
Yeah, that
so
helps.
Just put your mind on a piece of paper the same way you did it when you first came in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in 2006,
yeah,
you was much more calm.
Yeah, he was
much more cool.
He was.
You
he was
much more respect for your fans.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel what I'm saying? So
he lost it all.
Yeah, he lost a. Even though you lost a lot, I lost a lot. You know.
Yeah.
We all lost a lot.
Yeah.
We can't single him out just because he's just famous person. You know what I mean? Because there's somebody that we don't know about that's going through the same exact thing
that
he's
Kanye
going
West
through
is going
that
through.
Probably can't get that help. That might be in jail for the rest of his life, and we don't even know what's going to happen next.
And so, you know what? I feel like the media is wrong because all they're doing is bashing Kanye.
Yeah, they are.
You know, instead of saying, you know, Kanye needs psychological help, let's get him into an inpatient program. You know what I'm saying? Let's have more people support him. Let's do something for him. Like, they just want to cut ties with him. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah, I feel
because you're taking away this man's livelihood. That's his way of making money.
Right.
He has children.
Right.
You know
part.
What I'm saying? You're just taking everything off of his comments. Come on now.
Right.
Really take that into consideration and say, you know what? Kanye West is going through something. This is why he's doing this.
That's what's supposed to be happening.
Exactly.
Right,
but nobody's doing because there's another black man and they want to just break him down.
Yeah,
that's
right.
all they want to do.
Yeah,
now,
right.
if this was a white guy, Tom Lully or whatever. That just came off my mind. This wouldn't be happening.
Well, like Tom Cruise or Tom Brady?
Yeah, somebody like that. This would not be happening.
Nah, definitely not because Tom Cruise, he cheated on his wife. He abused her a few times and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
I ain't know about that.
Nobody's talking about that stuff. You feel what I'm saying?
White people news
Tom
don't
Brady,
get out
he just
there
broke
like
up
that.
With his wife, but they only had that in the book one time. You feel what I'm saying? But you're not going to hear about it. They're not going to be bashing him
like black people
for doing that.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
There is a lot of white people that's on drugs, heavy, that just straight up just be wild and disrespecting people.
That's a fact.
They're not really out there. So it's not really a race thing, man. It's not really a race thing, and we're not going to make it that way. But sometimes you do feel that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is a race thing.
And,
so.
And that's my last question. Do you think it's right how the media is trying to cancel Kanye? They're trying to cancel him. They're taking everything they gave to this man back.
Right. And he the one that actually built it.
Yeah.
So that's I think it's actually wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I would give him a break. Like, yo, you just need a little bit of time off. We're not going to cut the deals from you
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So I really think that's rude. And they're putting it out there all over the internet for people to see. You know, so they don't have a problem with doing that to you because they don't care. You already made us a couple of billion, so all right, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm done with you. Just mm-hmm. because you made a mistake here and there.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
He all slip up. He just slipped up, you know. Right. They didn't do that with Gucci. Black people still wearing Gucci to this day.
That's a fact.
You know, they didn't have it all big and out there like that.
At one point, but people were burning Gucci. And then remember how they treated Jim Jones and Gucci in the Gucci store. They made him wait a couple hours just to buy something.
Really?
Because they thought they didn't even know who Jim Jones was.
What?
So they made him wait around acting like he wasn't about to spend a couple of racks in there.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
So it's just crazy how white people treat us. You understand what I'm saying? Just because we walk in the store and we black doesn't think we ain't got no money to spend in here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not in here window shopping. I'm waiting here for this long because I'm trying to buy some.
Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, we made the brand.
That part.
Black people bought that Gucci part. Out, Balenciaga. Come on now.
Right.
We bought that brand out.
But every video but you see, these are the clothes you see being worn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
You don't see white t-shirts anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, you know what I'm saying? You don't see Champ hoodies anymore.
Yeah, Nike hoodies, little right. Uptown, you know, calling in the day.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? If you're successful, you could buy whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You feel what I'm saying? But me personally, if I'm getting treated some type of way, I mean, I'm not supporting that brand. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. So.
Yeah, same. All right, then. So let's move on to the interview for you, Little Monty. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I go by the name of Lil Monty. And I'm from Harlem. And my music, I take my music very seriously because it's like the way I grew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my phone. Hold on. So, like, the way I grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up musically. Like, my mom was always singing around the house. She was always playing music and all that. You know, my brothers was always doing their thing, coming back home with their demos, you know, blasting their music on the speaker. So I always, like, growing up, I always looked at that and felt like that was popping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that I want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always listen to my brother's music, which is they fire. Shout out to my brothers, too. Shout out to Mustafa and Sonny, you heard? So, that's something I always want to do, you know what I'm saying? So as I got older, I kept doing that. I kept doing it, and I was writing and doing my thing. And as I got older, like, now, like, I have my music, so now I'm trying to do something with it as well.
Mm.
And so, you know, I linked up with the Bro Flames, the Austiners, you know what I'm saying? And I see he's been doing what I've been trying to do for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know what, let's do this together.
Mm-hmm. So what got you started in music?
What got me started? Like I said, watching my brothers. Growing up, watching them doing their thing, and that made me want to do my thing as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So do you write your own music?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Musically talented.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Do you sometimes get a writer's block? Because a lot of artists say they get that.
No, I do get writer's block.
Okay.
It messes me up because it's like I'll be thinking about one track or one song, and then as I'm doing that, my mind shifts to like a whole another track. Like I'm thinking about something else to say.
Cause you got so much on your mind at one time. Right. Yeah.
And I can't put, like, I can, but like, I don't want to put two things, I'm saying, on one thing.
Mm-hmm. Cause you gotta do one by one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I want it to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying for the fans to listen to, I'm saying, I want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, I do get writer's block. It messes me up sometimes a lot.
Yeah. Writer's block is real. Okay, so how long have you been making music?
Sheesh. 34 now. See, I started when I was 8 years old, but I didn't really like get on like social media rapping.
Because social media wasn't out.
Right, it wasn't. So like, so when social media came out, I didn't get on social media until I was like, 16?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like 16.
When it was MySpace, no Skonex.
Right.
Those are the good old days, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So like, I started from since then.
Okay. So, do you have any inspirations?
Inspirations, of course.
Who are they?
Well, first off, my brothers.
Your brothers. I was going to say that. Your brothers.
You know what I'm saying? Get that out the way. And musically, though, in industry, inspirations, Joel Santana.
Oh, yes, he's good.
Lil Wayne.
Good, another one. You Jay love Lil Wayne.
That part.
Yeah, you love Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is actually my favorite artist.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Lil Wayne, Joel Santana, Lil Jadakiss, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Cassidy.
Oh, yeah, Cassidy, you took it back. Yeah, what? Yeah, he do. He does. The media did him dirty, though.
Shit like that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So do you ever sometimes get discouraged?
Nah.
By seeing so many people, like, doing the same thing that you want to do? Do you ever say, dang, I can make it higher by doing this or doing that? Do you ever have those moments?
Nah.
No? Nah. You just got it in your head, like, boom, I'm going to make it, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I am. So, woo!
Yeah.
You gotta be like that.
Speak it into existence.
Exactly. Right. You have to. Okay. So, do you have any favorite celebs that you would like to make music with?
Lil Wayne.
Mm, why is that?
Well, first off, he's my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
And two, like I've been growing up listening to a lot of Lil Wayne. You know, everybody loves Lil Wayne, but you know, I listen to a lot of Lil Wayne music, and it's like a lot of things he says, I feel like I be having the same mindset sometimes. Like, I be like, certain things he say is certain things I would say.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it sounds so crazy, because like, when I be rapping, it's like, people kind of compare me a little bit to him,
mm-hmm.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. It's fine.
We all have twins in this world.
Right.
So I feel like if I got on a track with Lil Wayne, that would be fire.
Mm-hmm.
OD fire.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your mind to.
Yes. Okay. So what would you say to someone who has the same passion as you, that's trying to make it in the game, has the same passion making music just like you are, and you see somebody coming up just as you, what would you say to them?
I say, stay focused and keep your best foot forward and stay ahead of the game. I'm saying, like, you know, just know what you want to do and just focus on what you're trying to do and achieve your goals. That's all.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. So, Flames,
yo.
Now let's interview you. Tell me about yourself.
I go by the name of Flames the Arsonist.
Yes.
I've been doing music faithfully since I was about 16 years old. I went on tour with Black Sheep and Jungle Brothers. We did about a 6-state tour when we were young. So I dropped my first mixtape. It was called Below Zero. I was actually with my crew. That was my first crew I was with when we was young. My boy Hot Ice, boy Mel Ra. Future Two Fire back in the day. And, you know, sometimes that when you in a crew and everybody's not trying to do what you want them to do, or they're not on your level, or they put, you know, other things first that has nothing to do with music, I tend to leave people alone.
Mm.
So that's what happened with my first crew. And then I ended up dealing with my brother, Shetty Stone. You know, Shetty Stone, my brother Night Measy, R.I.P., my brother Shetty Stone, Night Measy and the Bro Live, they all from my hood. So they created something called Lex Gang. That was everybody from the area, the hood that does music. We was one of the hottest people. Mm-hmm. And I've been running with Lex Gang ever since. You know, I made my first mixtape under the Lex Gang. It was called Man on Fire. That's on all platforms right now.
Okay.
And I have a few videos from back then. And then I started my own company. It's called Back to Business, and that's the reason why me and Little Monty is together right now. You know, that's what we're doing now.
Back to Business.
Okay.
And I just started doing a lot of music videos. I started doing a lot of shows, like when I was alone, you know, because a lot of people wasn't there for me. I didn't have the support I needed. So I went out and did everything on my own.
Mm.
I did all my promotion. I signed them for all my shows. I paid great people that I know to do my mixtape covers. I dealt with the best producers in New York City by doing research, or if I knew them from the area.
Mm.
So I ended up, you know, dropping a lot of singles.
Okay, so what got you started in music?
What got me started in music was I used to break dance first.
Like Diddy, right? Hey, yeah. Hey.
I could dance better than him, but word to bubbler. But yeah, I used to break dance first. You know, I used to go from 34th Street to 42nd Street.
Wow.
Empire State Building, just break dancing with me and my brother Hot Ice and my brother Drift. You know what I mean? We went everywhere to break dance just to make some change, you know. So when they used to beat on them buckets, we never used to have no radios.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have another guy that used to beat on the buckets, and we just we get loose
on the beat
from there off the beat of the
get
bucket.
Light. Remember those?
Yeah, yeah, that part. Pop yeah. locking, spinning yeah. on your head, windmill. whatever the Bronx started, that's what I used to do. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up in the skate key, and then we ended up doing the dance moves in there. I ended up winning a couple of competitions from Harlem Shaking and Getting Light. So you know, from dance. You know, I went into the music because I just tried one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, damn, I could dance, but I want to see if I could rap because Rakim was one of my favorite artists when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And Cannabis and then Fabolous and Jadakiss. So I heard them spit, so I started writing. My first rap was so trash, man.
Oh.
It was so trash.
That's how it happens.
Because when you listen to it today, it's like you can see how much I've
grew,
advanced,
yeah,
and how much I've grew mentally, you know, and lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are my idols. Watching them do their thing, and I always wanted to, you know, express my feelings, but I needed another way to do it,
mm-hmm.
and the only way I could do it was through music.
Mm.
So I just picked up a pen and a pad, and then it just started flowing.
From there.
It just started flowing, and everything started getting great for me back in 2017. That's when I dropped my own first single called Harder to Breathe.
And that's my next question. How long have you been making music?
I've been making music officially since 2015.
Oh.
Officially, like getting it on the internet and trying to put it on all platforms,
mm-hmm.
Getting a music video for it. And then performing it live on stage.
Mm.
So it became a job for me, not
mm-hmm.
a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like doing this music stuff is a job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it to the top. And
that's
I'm going to work as hard as I can
mm-hmm.
and beyond my expectations. You understand what
right.
I'm saying?
I understand.
And I used to rap battle too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll leave that up to the pros, because I was nice when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make music that people could dance to. I want to make music that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make music as far as me putting myself in somebody else's shoes, because a lot of people don't have a voice, and I want to be that voice for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a female, or maybe a male, or a grandmother, or aunt that can't really talk,
mm-hmm.
or don't know how to express themselves. So I know how to write stories.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And me starting music, that's all I wanted to do, is make people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
and
good.
I want it to be a legacy, something that'll live on for when I'm not here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's been the greatest thing ever since.
And you know? Do you have any inspirations?
Yes, I do. My first inspiration is my seed.
Okay.
You know, my child.
Okay.
I watched him grow up. I've been there since he's been born.
Mm-hmm.
Never been a deadbeat.
Good.
Shout out to the real fathers and the real mothers that's fathers. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I get it. Much respect to you guys. My son, he watched me do music, so he started doing music as well. And he's just, you know, advanced so quick. And he's become so talented just by watching me. He became like a lyricist and a songwriter. And he really inspires me to do great, to be better as an artist, as a father, you know, as a friend. You know, he's inspired me so much
mm-hmm.
to go above and beyond. And he is not the only one. You know, my brother Shetty Stone, rest in peace, he inspired me as well. You know, once I lost him, I actually stopped doing music for a while.
Okay.
Because I needed to sit down and think, you know, and feel how I'm going to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was my sidekick.
Okay.
You know, he was one of the best things that happened, you know, before he passed. You know, I really, really miss him. And he inspired me so much from battling and writing songs and, you know, just giving me, you know what I mean, the strength to keep moving on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He told me always never to quit, you know. And then I have another person I have like three other people. So my sister, she's not here. She, rest in peace. She passed away. Her name was Champagne. She used to sing, make beats, you know, and do songs and stuff like that. So she inspired me to be stronger and be a better artist, and to think before you act, and to learn the industry before you get into what you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay.
So she helped me how to learn the industry and learn about things I should get into and what I shouldn't. Yeah. I'm not going to be speaking on their names and stuff like that, but
okay.
I'm hearing about a lot of grimy stuff.
So what would you say to someone who has the same passion as you? He's trying to make it in the game and is like you.
Right.
Yeah. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, he's actually sitting across from me.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Word. Yeah, click, click.
Okay.
Nah. He another person that inspires me too, but the things I always tell him as far as this music industry is like, just keep your head up. You know what I mean? Keep striving to be the better you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep striving to create better music. Keep striving to earn, you know what I mean, in a positive way, you know what I mean? And kick all that negative stuff out the window. Because everything that happens around you, you feel what I'm saying, could affect your music industry, could affect your life as well. So you have to pay attention to the things that's keeping you down and the people that's keeping you back from reaching your goal. So once you figure that, once you figure out those solutions to those problems and you get rid of those, you'll be a better person. You'll be a better MC. You understand what I'm saying? And you'll have a clear mind of what you're doing and what you aiming for. So he listens and he's stepping his game up like every time we get in the studio. You understand? He just surprises me each and every time.
Great.
So, and that's a blessing that I can sit here and tell that to him, and he's actually listening and learning at the same time and progressing.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Well, good. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on to the Tainted and Tempted podcast, my first episode for season 4.
Sheesh.
And keep going and keep making your dreams into a reality. Don't stop. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you for having us. Yo.
Yes. Yes.
Really appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. Again, make sure you subscribe down below and add my Instagram, which is Tainted and Tempted_TV, and my business page, which is Tainted_Tempted podcast, to get all my updates and more. Every Friday, catch a new episode of the Tainted and Tempted podcast at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My new season has begun. Enjoy your Friday, everyone. Bye-bye.
God bless.